In Hebrews chapter 2, it tells us that Jesus had to be made like his brethren in all things for two reasons. The first is so that he might make propitiation for the sins of the people. Now, one of the things that the early church fathers realized very soon as they encountered heresies denying either the full divinity or the full humanity of Christ was that Jesus had to be fully both in order to fully save anyone. If he was not fully God, he could not be free of human fallenness and therefore could not qualify as a Savior at all. Furthermore, if he was not fully God, he could not render a propitiation and salvation that was almighty and eternal. On the other hand, if Jesus was not fully man, he could not save the full man, for he could only save as much of man as he himself had become. So they realized that for them to give an inch on the divinity, on the humanity of Christ, was to give a mile on salvation. It was to give up the store and to destroy salvation altogether. And they could see then why the Scripture teaches very plainly both. It doesn't explain to us every detail as to how it works, but it very plainly teaches that Jesus is full God and continues to be full God, but he is also fully man. The second reason why the Bible tells us that Jesus had to become in all ways like us, except for sin, is so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. To be a true high priest for us, someone who could both lift us up and lift us up before the Father, Jesus needed to be able to identify with all that we face. So Jesus was tempted, we are told, and he suffered, not only so that he might be qualified to be our substitute and our propitiation, but also that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest, so that he knows what we are going through and he is able to lift us up and help us. Both of these functions of high priest go into Jesus' role as our mediator, because that's really what a high priest does. A high priest stands between us and God. He brings us to God, and he brings God to us. And the high priests in the Old Testament were simply pictures of that. We're told very clearly in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, there is only one God, and there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for us all. Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God. Jesus is the only one who can bring God to us, and he does both in his person. So everything in the church, every office in the church is a ministerial office. We are ministers of grace. For example, I as a pastor, the elders, the deacons are ministers of grace to you. You, in fact, become ministers of grace to one another. But we do not exercise a mediatorial role. You have only one mediator. You have only one person who can bring you to God and God to you. And that is Jesus Christ. The rest of us are simply ministers. This is all true because of the grace of God and the love of God for us in Christ Jesus.